and yet another level where Karim's imagination casts them into his own surreal fantasies.
It's dry. It's a dry spell, baby. Listen, baby, it's so dry. Long road.
Coming back to Boston.
Boston.
Long road to the city of my dreams. Lost city, lost dreams, lost in the fire.
Fire, it's amazing. The flames.
So dry. And we lost direction and they say north. Where's north? No, it's west. West of the moon. Is that the moon? Over there, is that the moon? Or a new casino?
Special effects.
So tell me, Lizzie, Lizzie, baby, tell me where this lost city and the Mayan prophecies, those ancient Mayans who got screwed by Cortez in his tin hat and the powder blue suits of NAFTA. Where's the Mayan prophet with all the arms?
You laugh, Sully, remember? At that statue with all those arms.
Where is he when we need him? Walking the dry, dusty streets of Roxbury and South Chicago and Watts. And Beverly Hills is decrepitude. I know that word, decrepitude.
Mom, Dad, it's me.
Where is he when we need him? He's tired. And he's lonely. And the battery's low on the cell phone. And he's tired of being trashed by the conquistadors because his prophecies are tendentious. So let the deluge, come. That's asking to come. And the hands speak the ancient language crying.
Oh, my babies.
And the slow black waters fold over Atlantis. And the fish thread the steeple of the Old North Church, and the lost city stays lost.
I usually write from a clear roadmap, a brief scenario, then an expanded scenario, always knowing where it's going. Not this time. The characters found their own threading through the labyrinth, driven by the actors, and sometimes even when the actors didn't really want to take that path.
I think I'm really afraid of Livia, just like really afraid of being in that situation later on in life and having to make that decision, like being somewhere in my 30s and, oh God, I really want to be a mom and I don't have a boyfriend or I don't have a husband, so I have to do this on my own. I really feel like the thing I'm supposed to do, really, is to be a wife and then be a mother. Kind of weird, traditional nonsense in a way, but I really feel strong about that. I feel like it's something I would do very well. It's like I keep getting slapped in the face, kind of, because I don't think I really would have come to this part of understanding about myself without having gone through the process in creating this character and then going through the process of, I don't like this woman, I don't understand who she is, and then realizing that I'm working in what my greatest fear is. It's very, you know, assaulting. It was a real wake-up call for me when I realized that that was the reason why I hated her, is because it's out of my own fear of not having that or actually being Olivia when I get to be in my late 30s.
Mom, I know you're going to say, oh, my crazy daughter. Maybe. But you know that bracelet I made a couple of years ago, this tiny hand and then this really, really, really teeny. I just started there. I never really imagined it, you know, after I left Dave, poor guy. I just kind of bounced around and off to Europe and Spain and selling my jewelry and then coming back here, falling into this library job, watching the mothers come in. I'm not a marriage person. I'm not even a live together person. Dave? No. No, there was nothing wrong with Dave, but I'm sitting there and I'm watching him eat his breakfast and he puts his fork in his mouth and he munches and I just can't live with that for the rest of my life. So Mom, I need to ask. Just listen to me. I'm gonna have a baby. I mean, I mean, I'm gonna try to have a baby. Cause I'm looking at my bracelet one day, and I heard it. Baby. Baby. A baby. Baby. So mom, I need to ask, and you can go through the whole mom thing and tell me I'm totally crazy, which I probably am, but give me the bottom line here. Can you help me out? Cause I have a little savings and I've located a great specialist in Boston, but I'm still gonna need some help for the first couple of years. Plus some occasional babysitting. So, will you please consider this? I'm really scared. But she exists, Mom. I see her. I know what she smells like. I feel her sucking. I even know what she's gonna sound like when she comes teetering into my room at 4 a.m. and says, Mommy, I peed. She's just asking when.
Here's the challenge of ensemble work, creating characters that serve the story, that connect with the audience, and also that connect with the actors, not just to make the actors happy, but because finally, the actor has to own the character, really has to stand up and testify, this is who I am. And so those reactions, I hate this character, I'm afraid of this character, I don't think this is right for the character, those aren't just things to negotiate about, they're positive inputs to the process. So the first draft of the play, fairly muddled, was finished in 13 days. We read it and we talked as a group. And here you listen responsively. You listen to the strong reactions, whether they're positive or negative, because the strong reactions are what you build on.
I was surprised by Ezra.
So did I.
I think it's great.
Turning Back.
I do too.
Yeah. But I still have questions about him. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, what's the passion there for you?
I do know what you mean, and I'm trying to figure that out myself. But this makes it, I was kind of bitching in my own head about how is this guy going to be something more than what he is right now? Well, he doesn't get on the plane.
Though, I have to say, I think there's a value in not answering every single question, and that there's a real value if we manage at the end of the play to have everybody wanting to know more about each of you.
No.
And I don't think it's our job to wrap up each question.
So, how is Kareem, in your mind, different than when Kareem started?
Do you have any sense of that? I mean, I can talk about that, but then that kind of kills it.
Right.
I kind of feel like he was really kind of lost in this surreal world, you know what I mean? And that's his pain and stuff like that. I think he was very numb to that. You know, when he's like, oh my God, human beings, like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, feeling, interaction, breathing, touch, mm-hmm. movement, like all that stuff really started to, just to get him to feel again and see these people as human beings and not see them as just characters. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the breakthrough for him.
Of all, I think the two of all the characters, it's
Ezra
and
Kareem.
I know. Who actually have some transformational moment happening in their lives. You decide not to go. Mm-hmm. You decide to reach in and feel a little bit more.
One of the choices that I like is the improv violin piece where we're all speaking. We're all throwing out lines, and her voice is the violin at mm-hmm. that point. I think that's really interesting.
If I may say, I really don't like that idea. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like she's so suppressed already, and in this case, she's even more surprised and only expressed through music. She never expresses in a way, only when she got angry. But otherwise, she's not really saying anything anytime.
Except through her music.
Yeah, except through music. And
that is that's a language too.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I think I, it's, it's a fine idea, but I feel like I'm on stage with this, and I'm only speaking through music, which is interesting for the play.
Do you have a sense of what she wants to be saying that she's not?
I think probably from the situation she has, it can be the structure, the strict teaching of her musical training, and also part of it can be culture, because she's still very aware of the fact that she's different. Also, it's a second language, so it's harder to express because it's not as personal. Everything she says is more of a, I'm trying to think. It's limited to the vocabularies. Mm-hmm. So you can't express as much, mm-hmm. but you don't feel that little.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do something in three languages. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is two languages that have two different characteristics and also your relation to them. Mm-hmm. And then you're also talking about the third language, which is the music. Mm-hmm. But it could be very interesting in hearing something that is where you are trying to express in one, you are then trying to express in Mandarin, which you understand perfectly well and we don't at all, and then something that bridges them.
I think that's also where we'll see a lot more of your passion mm-hmm. come out of, because I think if we were to ask you to say what you just said to us, mm-hmm. but to say it in Mandarin, uh-huh. it would have been fireworks.
Yes. I want a language that I can speak and you can hear. Whoever wants to hear.
Lest I give the impression of a selfless writer who just takes orders and comes back with French fries, no. During this process, I cajoled one actress to explore a character she initially hated. I put two separate characters together as lovers. I changed a transsexual visiting her son to a woman coming to see her dying mother. Made major shocking decisions for characters. This is a rough and tumble process. But listening, as if every comment isn't a judgment, but a springboard for new ideas, this is useful. In fact, it's how we've stayed married for 43 years.
When you say sit on down here, sit on down there. Okay. And the intimacy will be in the, you know, pulling in and focusing in more on her. So let's give her the cue for sit on down here.
Okay, it's not enough to write it and rewrite it and rewrite it. We have to stage it. Unlike most of our projects, I wasn't directing it. As a playwright, I'd had lots of experience with other directors staging our plays. At some point, the baby has to go off to kindergarten and you hope that he doesn't get beat up. But in this case, 2 weeks before opening, the kid wasn't 5 years old, he was 2 minutes old. And so the shift of energy. In California, we do talk a lot about energy, and the rhythm of rehearsal from being right at the heart of the improvisational process to slouching over in the corner taking notes was really difficult. In fact, Victoria, the director, and I worked amazingly well together, and still it was really difficult.
Forget about being zombies in the sense of horrifying monsters. And then just be zombies in terms of, you know, wandering in a zombie-like state.
Just the way we all do in production.
That kind of a zombie. Okay. Not enough coffee kind of zombie. And then get yourselves over here.
I'm amazed at how quick everything went. It kind of went from us, you know, being free form and working things out and trying this and trying that to, okay, today we have a script and we have to have lines memorized and now there's blocking and I have to remember where to go and how to get there. And it just seems like an overnight, just a total shift in pace. And it's tough to hold on to that impulse to kind of be free and improvise and still explore while also trying to nail down something.
It's kind of tough. It's taken me a little while to really kind of understand Kareem and really just try to find his footsteps and find where he goes. It's a great process. It's been kicking my butt, and it's taken me a little longer, even through the first couple of runs, to really kind of get my legs under me. But that's really exciting and challenging because there's so much there and there's so much.
Well, it was very interesting because I felt that everybody was collectively and privately touching into some things that were personal to them. And unlike some other theater experiences I've had, I felt that nobody was forced to do this. It was an experience that we felt comfortable through the process doing together. It was frightening. It's still frightening in some ways because it's...
Love it. I think the biggest, the most interesting thing is to see the words on the page after they may have come out of my mouth during an improv and then see them scripted and try and communicate them in the same way that I was in the improv. Try and find the natural, the spontaneous aspect of that feeling or that moment or that emotion that comes out in words that did in an improv, and then make it like that improv all over again every time we rehearse it. But I love the way, I love the generation of this thing from the improvs and impulses and the fact that this whole world and whole story has been created from just 8 different impulses, you know? I think that's pretty cool and pretty amazing.
This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.